ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം 4:9-11 ഭക്തിൻ മുഹു പ്രവഹതാം ത്വയി മേ പ്രസംഗോ ഭൂയാദനന്ത മഹതാമമലാശയാനാം യേനഞ്ജസാ ഉൽബനമുർവ്യസനം ഭവാബ്ധിം നേശേ ഭവദ്ഗുണകഥാമൃതപാനമത്തഃ. സോ ഹിയർ പ്രഹ്ലാദ് മഹാരാജ് ഈസ് നൗ എക്സ്പ്രസിംഗ് ദ ആസ്പിറേഷൻ ഓഫ് ഹിസ് ഹാർട്ട്. After expressing how everything else is futile, seeking for worldly pleasure, heavenly pleasure, or even the pleasure of liberation, how all that is insignificant as compared to the joy of devotional service, now he is aspiring, begging for the Lord, to the Lord, for the association of devotees, because that association enables one to practice devotional service. So he's saying bhaktim muhu pravahatam, that one can constantly perform devotional service, toime prasango, to you in prasanga, in the association of intimate devotees, prasanga. Bhuyadananta mahatam amalashayanam, O unlimited, O supreme lord, ananta, bhuyad means he's expressing a desire, let it be. It's like the prayer, say, let this happen. So like that he's saying, may this happen. Bhuyat ananta mahatam amalashayanam. So who is association he wants? You know, mahatam. Mahatam is mahatmas, the great souls. Those who have connected with the supremely great soul, that is Krishna, the greatest soul. Amalashayanam. And what kind of devotees? Pure-hearted devotees who are themselves relishing the nectar of Krishna Katha, Amala Shayana. So what will happen if I am able to practice devotional service in the association of such pure-hearted devotees? Then, Yenanjasa Ulbanam Urvyasanam Bhavapti Anjasa. Anjasa means easily. The same word Anjasa is also used by Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers. Anjasa Atkarim. He says, easily I will be able to cross over. So that which is now very difficult to cross over the material existence, he says, it can be crossed over easily by the glory of by the practice of devotional service. So he is himself contrasting this anjasa with urvyasan, ulbanam and urvyasanam. Ulbanam means it is terrible. Actually, what kind of danger can befall us in this material existence at any moment? Disease, accident, disgrace, misunderstanding, scandal, anything can happen in this world. But ulbanam urvyasanam, and actually there are so many, apart from birth, only disease, death, apart from adhyatmika, adhibhautika, adhiviklesha, there are also the constant dangers created by vyasanas, by the anartha, lust, anger, greed, envy, pride and illusion. And this is just the material ocean, bhavabdhim. But such an ocean, anjasa ulvanam urvyasanam bhavabdhim. Anjasa, easily we able to cross over, because ultimately it is our consciousness which is central. And if our consciousness is caught in material things, then whatever happens at the material level rocks us and knocks us down. But if our consciousness is absorbed in Krishna, as is possible if we hear Krishna Katha attentively, then the material problems will come, but they will not rock or knock us. We will be situated at a far higher level, and yes, we will be concerned, but we will not be disturbed. We will be able to intelligently respond to them, and by avoiding knee-jerk reactions which complicate our situation, implicate us in karma, we will be able to march ahead. Nishe bhavad guna kathamrutapanamattaha. That nishe is saying, I'll be able to cross over. Bhavad guna amruta. Bhavad guna kathamruta. Your guna and katha. The nectar of that. The nectar of the amruta of your qualities and your activities. Panamatta. I'll drink that. And by that I'll become intoxicated. When one is intoxicated by Krishna, then one cannot become intoxicated by Maya. And if we are not intoxicated by Maya, then Maya cannot make us suffer. because the sufferings will come, but she cannot trap our consciousness in that suffering, because that consciousness is protected by the remembrance of Krishna. And it is this opportunity for protecting our consciousness from the inevitable sufferings of material existence that is offered to us by the process of chanting. So when we treasure this opportunity and relish it, understand what it is offering us, then we can set aside all the thoughts and the problems and the troubles that are distracting us and focus wholeheartedly on taking shelter of the holy name. Thank you.